Ever since Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced they'd signed this lucrative deal with Netflix, viewers have been waiting for their warts and all behind-the-scenes documentary. The wait is over, with Netflix confirming overnight the first part will premiere on Thursday night, followed by the next instalment the following week. The stakes are high for the Sussexes, who have been trying to write the narrative of their controversial exit from the British royals.
It's a dirty game. The pain and the suffering of women marrying into this institution, this feeding frenzy.
I realized they're never going to protect you.
I was terrified. I didn't want history to repeat itself. No one knows the full truth. We know the full truth.
That's scary, dramatic music luring us in, hey? Wenli Marr is TV and film critic for news.com.au and a regular on Breakfast. Wenli, welcome.
Good morning.
Oh, so much drama and really the images of them in intimate positions. It's all very extreme. Will this series be the bomb-throwing drama many are expecting, or will it be a rehash of old grievances?
I mean, the two trailers that have been released so far seems to promise a lot of drama. They haven't allowed any screeners to be shared. No one has seen it. But from what we can see, it does seem like it's meant to be explosive. It's meant to be this behind-the-scenes look of the moment they sort of met and the clandestine way they had to court each other, their romance, and then their experiences through the monarchy and just what it was like, what drove their decision to sort of exit. But of course, a lot of this has already been in the public eye. They've, given interviews, notably with Oprah, and has said a lot of this stuff. So you do have to wonder what's new, what's still new. But the fact that no one can stop talking about it, including, themselves, but also every single commentator on earth seems to be obsessed with Meghan and Harry, means there will just be so much interest in this series, whether or not you end up just learning that, their children's favorite show is Bluey. I mean, I don't know that to be true, but it would be great if it was, or if they reveal something completely jaw-dropping.
Yeah, I mean, look, they spent a lot of money on this, didn't they, Netflix?
Yeah.
We don't know till when we start seeing those download numbers, but looks to me like they might get their money's worth, right?
I think so. And for someone like Netflix, I mean, I guess they're not invested that much either way in whether or not people hate watch it or love watch it or just watch it. And that's the key. Like, some of the things that were in the trailers, there was a shot of Meghan Markle kind of, bent over crying, and behind her was this $4,000 Hermes throw rug. And I saw that shot come up and I just went, oh my God, what were you guys thinking? I see the headlines already. And lo and behold, that was the headlines, the very next moment, was just how out of touch she was. So you kind of go, no matter what's going to happen, Netflix is going to get their money's worth. Whether or not the Sussexes is going to come out looking the way they want to, I think is very much open for debate.
It's an interesting cultural phenomenon too, this kind of selling of your story like this. Okay, let's move on. We've heard enough about those guys. Still in the world of the British, there's a new drama out this week called A Spy Among Friends. It's a Cold War era espionage thriller that's inspired by a true story. This show is based on the story of Kim Philby. Tell me about this spy.
Yeah, Kim Philby he was connected to some of the Cambridge spies during the Cold War. He's infamously defected from the British intelligence service to the Soviets. He'd been spying for them since before World War II, and it was this big, big thing that kind of really undermined trust in the intelligence communities, both, in the US and in the UK, obviously. And this story is around that, but the focus is actually quite interesting. It's centered on Nicholas Elliott, his friend for 20 years in the service, who has to kind of deal with the fallout of not just the betrayal of the nation, but this personal, really hurtful betrayal of their friendship. And it's got a great cast. Guy Pearce is playing Kim Philby, and Nicholas Elliott is played by Damian Lewis. And the writer is Alexander Carey, who wrote a lot of things on Homeland. So that's kind of where, the vibe is. And I thought, I watched the first two episodes. It was a bit of a slow burn, but it's very atmospheric. It's kind of just that very stylish Cold War era spy thriller. That's exactly what you want to be.
Just finally, what are your recommendations on what else we should be watching this week?
Yeah, there's a series called George and Tammy. It's got Michael Shannon and Jessica Chastain, who apparently wants to play every real-life Tammy ever. And it's based on George Jones and Tammy Wynette's kind of very tumultuous relationship, both as musical partners and as husband and wife behind the screen. So they're the big country singers. There's Guillermo del Toro's version of Pinocchio that's out on Netflix at the end of this week. There's a season 4 of Dream Home Makeover, which is an American interior design show. Normally, I don't like it when the Americans do this, but the couple at the centre of it, they're just really adorable, and I don't know why, but I find them super endearing. And there is, quite controversially, a Will Smith movie called Emancipation. It's coming out on Apple TV Plus this week, and it was meant to be his next big Oscars play. Of course, after everything that happened with The Slap early this year, I wouldn't expect to see Will Smith's name on the Oscars ballot again anytime soon. The second season of Little America is coming out this week, and it is an anthology series of short stories about immigrant stories in the US. It's really, really moving. It's a great show. If you haven't seen it, check it out. And finally, the third season of his Dark Materials, which is a adaptation of Philip Pullman's books.
Lovely. Wendley, thank you.
Thank you.
Wendley Ma, TV and film critic for news.com.au and our breakfast TV reviewer.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.